Morning. Yerushalmi says in the third parak of Megillah, "A mafsikin ben Purim lepora," or as the Bavli, our Gemara puts it, "Naflamin Eidu Shabbos Shlishis," which is the third of the special four Shabbos for Parshias, known as Parshas Pora. Kol shesmucho lepurim acharei. So we say in Chazal, Paschus, there's a smichos between Purim and Pora. And you see that the Novi Yeshaya, the Nachdeir of Chazoyim, says the pasuk, famous pasuk, the Novi Shrei, Rachatzu, Hizarku, Hasiru, Royam Aleichem, Minegan Einai, Chidlu Arai. So the Sfarim HaKadosh bring that Rachatzu, Hizarku, what? Cleanse, Hizarku, purify yourself. Is Gimatria Poradumim HaKadu, Malalechem, Asir, Royam Alechem, Malalechem, Gimatria Amalek. So even in the Pasuk, there's a smichus between destroying Amalek and Rachatzo Izaku, which is Paradum. Which you see, the Pashtus, there's a connection between Purim and Paradum, because the din is a Purim, that a person has to be Libisume Adol Yoda. Libisume Adol Yoda said to Mashiach, Gimatria Paradum. Which is Gimatria HaPurim. So I see again, there's a connection between Purim and Adulayot. So to understand this, it's for numerous, especially in Zifri Kabbalah, numerous ways connecting Purim and Paradum. As we prepare Shpar. Ober Bepashtos, Vanoshim Gerkenu, simple people, Alderach Avoidah. To understand the connection, let me just be mapping two metrics, please, which are like Chusar Avodah. The Medrash, one Medrash says, Vayishma Yisri, in the beginning of Parashat Yisri, Vayishma Yisri, says the Medrash Pliyah, Ma Shmua Shama Ubo, what did Yisri hear? And he joined the Jewish people, he was Megayer, Parashat Paraduma Shom. What in the world does Parashat Paraduma got to do with Yisri's Giyu? Then there's another Medrash Pliyah which says, that when Yaakov Avinu sent the Malachim, the messengers, to his brother Esav HaRosha, so he tells him, "In Lovan Garti, V'Taryak Mitzvahs Shamarti, Umpora Aduma Hikraft." Hello. What? How? Obviously, you're not going to be a genius to work out this Medrash cannot be taken literally. We're working on Pora Aduma in Lovan Land. So the Hekim, obviously, one Nekuda that I said at the Purim Sudah by Mir Jul. One of the central themes of Purim, you don't gotta be a rocket scientist to work out, is Purim is the Indian of the Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Zulma, Shema Yisrael Hashem. The central message of Purim is belief, Amunah, Kabbalah, all of Malchus Shemayim. How do I know? I found a new Havrokah this year. I never knew it before in my total Amaratzis. Megillas Esther, which is Megala de Esther. How does it begin? The opening phrase of Megillas Esther. Look at the Seif. Think. Work at the Seif. Seif takes. Not going to be many gematrias. I'm sorry. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh, hu Achashverosh hamolech mihoidu ad Kush. The Seif takes is gematria 951. How? 951. What is the end of Megillas Esther? V'dover shalom b'chol zarek. What is the gematria of v'dover shalom b'chol zarek? Also 951. What is 951? You're not going to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Shema Yisrael. So I see.
Shema
Yisrael.
1,000.
If you're getting it right. The word Shema Yisrael is Shema Yisrael. Hello? Yeah? 410 and 541 is the gematria.
951.
Yeah, I got that also, right? Which, by the way, parenthetically, the whole milchoma of Klal Yisrael against Amalek is connected to Shema Yisrael. When they have the battle against Amalek, right? So it says, Moshe va'arim v'chur, olu reish hagiva, and Tomchu is Yodom, Mizeh Echad, says the Holy Emre Noyim, the Jikavot, Moshe Aaron, plus Chur, plus Mizeh Echad, is Gimachir 951. the whole battle against Amalek, which Gimatria Sofei, Gimatria Lacher, etc., is all connected to Shema Yisrael. How do I know? The pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Kei Yud Kei Mulcham Al Hashem Ba Amalek Midur Dur, with the 10 tevis, 10 words, is Gimatria 1000. Now you're right. Hello, now wake up. 1118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Al Kei Hashem. The battle of whenever you have Shema Yisrael, you have Jewish victory. If a Shema 1118 is also Gematria Hashem Yeshia, Hamelach Yaneinu Biyam Kareinu, as the Bukowski says, which is also, how many times do you say Shema Yisrael every day? I mean, no, don't say it. In davening?
Twice.
Twice. How much is 1118 times 2?
2236.
Which is Gematria, Ki Sisa Esreish B'nei Yisrael, you uplift the Jewish people, which is Gematria, Vayhi B'n Zer Ha'arev, Vayhi Ramesha, Kum Hashem, Yavutzo Evecha, Yanusa Misonecha, Miponecha. It's important in Sfarim HaKadoshim, when there's Gezeris against Eden, when there's Mulchamis against Eden, the Eitze is to Mahadar in, saying Shema with all the Kavod. How do I know? So it's a Gemara. Gemara Tzaita, the Kohen HaMashuach tells the troops going to battle, Shema Yisrael, Atim Krevi Yom Kuchomo, Ali Veichem, right? Shema Yisrael, and I'll say, even if you have only the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you will be victorious. The whole idea of Amalek, of the war against Amalek, the victory, is connected to Shema Yisrael. It's like a, you know, it's brought in the Charedim, it's brought in the Kudizayim. When the Chazin in the Shvich says Kaddish Yehishmei Rabo, and there are those places had this minute, before everyone screams out Yehishmei Rabo, they would say Ki Apostle Ki Yadol Ki Yud Ki Mulcham Al Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. Because the Yehishmei Rabo is against obviously Amalek, Shem Hashem Sholem Yekizer Sholem, Achi Yimach Hazar Yishal Amalek. By the way, there's an interesting Medrash where the Medrash says the Mulchama against Amalek is always Lemochar. Hello? What does Moshe say? Mocher anoichi nitzav al Rishon Givon. What does the pasuk say? What does Haman say? Lemocher ani korim. What does Esther say? Umocher esek idvar hamelch. What is mocher? Anyone? How does that relate to Kriya Shema? You don't got to be a rocket scientist. Earth, make believe your life, please. How many words are there in Kriya Shema? Let's work it out. Oh man, what's happening here? Everyone like still hangover from Purim. There's 248, last time I counted, which is Ramach. Scramble the letters, you get the word. Mochar, hello? Yeah? The whole idea of the Muhammad is Amal, Yadav Emuna, Ad stands for what? What are they going to do? Ayin Dalit, got to do in Yishma. The two, Asr Ravin, the big, etc. I forget. Actually, 100 other Ramazan, but the whole work of Melchemes Amalek, the Nitzachon against Amalek, is totally in Kriya Shema. Believe me, there's Givaldig Ramazan, but you guys are Fashlof and you're whatever, still in the haze from Purim. What does Kriya Shema got to do with Amalek? Well, let me just tell you a simple book. I'll take it from Halacha, I'll leave it from her, I'm sure. We'll say that. I'm ready to go. You remember the Haftarah from last Shabbos, Parsha Zohar? Not that far. Right? How important did this work with your brain cells? Hello? Yeah? So, dear this apostle, Shmuel comes to Shaul the Melech. What's going on? What happened here? What does Shaul HaMelech say? Hakimuyfti et Dvar Hashem. The obvious klotzkash is there. It's glaring. He didn't Hakimuyfti et Dvar Hashem. He left Agag alive. He left the Tzayim. Hello? You talk about Shol Bechir Hashem. Shichru L'mayr L'voyim Nikolom. Hello? Ben Shana B'molchot Agav. Ben Shana B'chet. He asked him, hello? What's going on? And he said, Akim, are you seeing Tvar Hashem? The Velt says, for him, that the Saba Kadisha of Rishon once met the Kedusharim. And he told him the Pshat is because the Gemara says in Megillah that Gedoyla Asoras HaTabas through the Gezer of Haman, more than Memchas Nevi'im and seven Nevi'is, Sh'andul on Yisrael, and they weren't Masul Mutav, and Dafka the Xer of Haman brought as a Shuva by Klal Yisrael, Atki the Gachter, Hodru, Kibluvi, Mechat Perish, Mehavas Anesses, Rashi says, and Yidin once again accepted Torah. Greater than all the Nevi'im. Hello? So, Shaul, who is the Baruch HaKodesh, he knew what's going on. He says, Hakim Moisi is Tavar Hashem. So they say that the Lusharim therefore asked, so Ay Bazoi, why was he punished? Kar Hashem Bachuz HaMelecha, he lost his whole Baruch. So the Rishoner answered the Lusharim, because Ein Chanamim. Ultimately, it all works out for the good, etc., etc. Right? For that, some say that's pshat. That's pshat. That Shmuel says, what is the voice of the Shepslach? Who is the Shepslach? Nothing. The Shepslach is the Tzinuk Yishel Bezraban who gathered, and it says that the Abish and Shemayim heard the voice of sheep. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a man of the Jewish because it's not sheep, it's Yiddish kinder who are going to be shechted. You hear? That's wonderful. But Tifer Geret, or I'm sorry, he found in another Sefer I've never heard of it, Loi Oi Elo, the commentary appears on the Pirkei Blazer from the Baal Shev and Pulsar. He says the same word as the originator. That Shaul said, "Akimuyusi is Tzvar Hashem," because Purim will be Hadur Kiblu, but all the God was the Purim. So what was the Taina on Shaul? Because, and this is the word, Ayid Daf Nirzayin Kan Chochum, even for the sake of the Eibusher, even if your Cheshbon is on L'shem Holy L'shem Shemayim, and you know from this is gonna, it's Harvid Rochel Lamokin, and if the Eibusher wants Hadur Kiblu, he'll find another way of doing it. It's not up for finite human beings not to keep what the Eibusher said in order to strengthen Malchus Shemayim. Why that? Because that is the whole mistake of Amalek. Amalek, as we'll soon see, uses his own seichel. Amalek yashin this from Esav, right? Where does Esav come from? Remember where I said 100 times here? By Esav it says, Ish Yedeya Tzayid, Targum Unkulus, Targum Yoinesen, Gavar, he had Yerach. What's Pshat saying this for him? He had a birthmark, some kind of, he had a nochosh, a snake on his thigh. What's that, a snake? Who is the snake? The nochosh HaKadmoni. What does the nochosh HaKadmoni, who is Mesis for Aveira, what does he say? I, the Abish said, don't eat from this fruit. Oh, ki yodea likim, that you'll eat from this fruit. Vayisim ki likim, yodei toivara. I've said countless times here, the famous Yaris Trash from the Nevi'im Yonis, many svarim. What's the gemot? The pasuk says, v'atachzareyu ma'at melikim. A human being can only be masi in this world, mem tes sharibim. He's missing the sharni. A normal human being, because the pasuk says, "Kilo yirani ha'odno v'choy." Asher alkin, if you eat from the eight hadas, you know what's going to happen? You will die. Because you can't, it wasn't that Astam going to rebel against the Eibush. So pshat is, the nochosh, his maces, eat from the eight hadas. Is that a kluger? You'll be a rabbi doctor type. You'll be, whatever. And then you'll reach. And a person has a sheifa to forgotten. So eat. Right? That is Esav. Esav is using Egana Kishbainas, Egana Sechel, to rebel against what the Abishah told him. Right? You remember when Yaakov Avinu comes to meet Esav? Yeah? So he says, Koyamar Abdecha Yaakov, Koyamar, white twice Koy. So Chazal say, this Koy is 25. What do you have, 25? 25. How many letters are there in the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Negev Hashem Echad? 25. And you say it twice. Hello? Dafka through Bittl, through Kabbalah's Ol, through Shema Yisrael. Shema, the Mei Yisrael writes in the Rebbe Megayimus, Shema Yisrael means what? Not see. Shema means hear. Kabbalah. Just accept. Right? What do you do when you say Shema Yisrael? You put your hands on your eyes. I don't understand. I'm a Kabul, the Munus Amen. Kabul is a Malchus Shammai. And that is the klipa of Amalek, who cannot be soivel that he is mevatel datei to do the Ratzon Hashem, whether or not he understands. Even though all the greatest Rishbaites, there's a classical mashal, some say from the Chafetz Chaim, from others, whatever. Mashal about David. There were two kings, once had a, was sitting in a shmuz. And one king was mishabeyach that his sorim, his avodim, whatever, are mamish yitrai, they're pashut. About the Naman. Whatever he says, they do. So he says to him, the king tells him, right, that whenever someone offers you a deal, do not take it. And I'll give you 10,000. Comes the shliach from the other king, right? I'll give you £1,000,000 if you do kakwaka. I, his monarch, his king, told him not to do it. It's only worth as 10,000 pounds. The other king is offering £1,000,000. You know what? Ich bin am Amish and Eben Nemon to my order. I want to give him Nachas Ruach. I'll, even though he told me Faker, but I'll do what my king told me not to do. And this other king, this foreign king, will give me £1,000,000 and I'll give it to Ginzi Amelech and the king will Fardinza Amel. He comes back, he tells him what happened, and the king says, shriek to him. I made a deal like double or nothing with the other king, that you will listen to me whatever I told him. Makes sense, doesn't make sense. And Shai Deiner, because you're a lachachem, yeah? And that was the mistake of Shol HaMelech. And that's what the Navi Shmuel tells Shol, Halish Lachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach The Eibishter needs korbanos. The Eibishter wants zevah, the shmoya. Listen to what I say. Make sense. There's a price, so you say it every day. What's pshat? If you put a bit of honey in the simoniac teres, it'll be sweeter and nicer to you. I care about what you smell, right? That whatever keteres to tuf l'mayla, keteres loshin kesher, and keteres gets rid of the samach mem, the powers of evil. If you would put in dvash, it would be more robust. The kliches bruchni of keteres would be much stronger. V'loma eima arvin bo dvash, le'atayroh. The nachas ruach, the Eibishter, from listening to the Eibishter, even though you could have fardim, l'chur of war, the other way, is be'ena rachai. And that, by the way, is the whole yisoid of Purim. The Chazal tell us that what? A person has to assume be Purim adoloyon. Right? If you would look in Svarim vision, my wife always gives me a chelik every Purim. Because I kept up my oilam and my shul. The chayyim of Tillim got to finish. If Tillim on Purim, you got to learn between Megillah. Megillah, all the Svarim of it. But you create monsters. So I got people that come to my house to Fabrein the night before. The Megillah, the Megillah. Gatachas, Kum Seifer, Meshain Rabbi Yisrael. In the morning, 5 o'clock, they go up to say the Tillim, right? My wife says they're losing the whole thing, the whole. It's gewaldic to say Tillim on Purim. It's gewaldic to learn Torah Tillim. I can't. You know, oh, but the Iker is, you can sit a whole day and say Tillim, whatever, but the Iker is the Mitzvah Sayyoy. And even if you don't understand, and you're holding by having a Suda, you're eating your Kreplach and whatever. Those goofy mevatel chazal, you have to die to yichah. But that's chazal. They said l'chayim yidish b'zum yipuria. That too is oof more than anything else. Hello. Now I can begin to understand. That is the connection between Purim, where the idea of the whole central theme of Purim is your mevatel your das to the Eibishter. That's why chazal, the whole discussion. What tribe did Mordechai come from? One place is Ishihudi, from Yud. One place is Ishimini, from Binyan, Betutu. Of its avada, the Eilu ve'eil rochni is Eilu ve'eilu dir l'chayim. And the Yisoyid of Purim is Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech is Malchus. What did Dovid HaMelech say? The whole Tillim is gebuyt that Malchus is leisle v'yigam e'klum. Ba'ani bar v'le behemes yizimo. Gornish frazich. Tillim lo'omi. And that is the purpose of Bitul Hadas. Bitul Hadas is not pshat. I'll drink whatever, a few chayims. And therefore I'll be able to open up and I'll sing some b'lechon nafshi and I'll achvei tishwat. I'll be miyachin yichudim and I'll... These are all cheshbonim. Even if it's a cheshbon l'shem shemayim, or it's dein cheshbon, your cheshbon. And your cheshbon by definition is limited. There's a new sefer came out on Purim. There's a cheshbon. Shlomo HaMelech wrote three svarim. There's a Mishlei, and he wrote Keheles, and he wrote Shir HaShirim. There's a cheshbon al pi Mishlei, which is a cheshbon of Bechira. You want to be an erlich person, you want to be a Baal Nimus, or a Rosh Chaim, etc. It's one cheshbon. There's a cheshbon beside Yediyah. That's Keheles, Chachma, one is Bina, one is Chachma. Gewaldig. Or with the Iker cheshbon that a Yid has, is Shir HaShirim, where the person has his chilus ava and he wants to do what the Eibusha told him, whether or not he understands that. That's in the horrors later to Fua, the Rishvei Rishvei Eishal of his UK, and that is explained on Purim. That's why by the Kohen Gadol, what does it say? Purim is Yom Kippurim. The Chol Adam Le'yir Ba'ol Moivet, which Adam should be in the Ol Moivet? The Kohen Gadol can't bring his second cousin. He just wants to take a tour. See that? The other is the Kohen Gadol. He is when he goes into the Kodesh Kodoshim, he's mevatel his whole mitzvahs as if he doesn't exist. Remember, Yishu Reni also has Le'yada Ish Esfurosim. Right? Who is the Ish who didn't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried? Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole mitzvahs is what? Moshe. And that is the bittul, right, of Purim. And that's, now you can begin to understand a bit what I said before. Vayishma Yisra, Yisra heard, right? What did he hear? He heard Paraduma. Where does Paraduma come in the picture? Everyone knows the famous Medrash Sefer Avos, the classic Medrash, everyone sells the Chanina. When Moshe ascended to heaven, Shama Kodesh Lakodesh Baruch Hu Yishir Ha'usi Parshas Baruch. The Eibush Kvayachol learning Parshas Paradum. The Uimer Halacha B'Shem Amra. He's saying the Halacha in the name of it. The one who said it. Rabbi Lezer Uimer Egle Bash Bas Shnoso Para Bash Nosayim. How old does the Paradum have to be?
2 years
old. Bash Nosayim. Omar Mishul Yakadish Baruch, Rebbein Hayolam, El Yoyin Vatachtein Mishusuk. You own everything. You're the boss, right? Va'ata Omer, Va'ata Yishev Omer Halach Mishmishul Bosa Gadam. Omer Loi to the Eibusha tells the Mishul Rabbeinu, Tzadik Echad Osid Lamoid Ba'ilomi, Va'osid Liftoyach B'Parshas Para Tchil. Except the Para opens, that Rebbe Lezer Omer, Par Eglo Bashnoso, Par Abbas Shosayim. The Abish are saying halacha in the name of who? Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer Horkitz, the famous Rebbe Lezer. So Moshe says, Rebbein Olamim, Yiratzun Shiyem Yichalatzor. Halavai, this Rebbe Lezer should be a my descendant, to which the Abish responds, Chayecha, it will be, how do I know? Hado Duchsiv, Vishem Oechad, Eliezer. Hello? Now, this medrash is kulei mukshe. Yeah. First of all, why is Moshe so misspelled from the statement of Rabbi Eliezer? Par mashnos, big deal. Every mission, every daf and chas is full of incredible profundity. It's a special Eliezer mentioned. And does Moshe Rabbeinu like he's jealous? My einikot. What's going on here? And what's the raya from the pasuk Rishayim Echad Eliezer? They have the same name. You remember in Parash Kisisa after the eagle, so Moshe challenges Aaron, "What did you do, Amar?" So what would Aaron say? "Ati yodaita zahom ki barahu." People here are barah, whatever that means, and they told me make a getchka, and I threw the golden came out the eagle. What's going on here? What does it mean that I saw the people of Barabi, right? And what's Aaron saying? There's a famous shikl from the Ostrov Tzarev. It's a really big shikl. It's printed in in Meir in Chacham in Madura Tinyon in the back. I have a photocopy somewhere. Yeah, good shtick. Let me just tell you the kids are what he said, a long shtick. How does Shas open up? I'll give you a kids what the Alstrosa says. Beginning of Shas, how do we open? Eim is a Kari Nishma, right? Whose statement is that? Rebbe Lezman. Ah, it's a Kabur Shoshana, Divir Rebbe Lezman. The whole first statement is B'Shem Rebbe Lezman. Why does Shas open with Rebbe Lezman and why Dafka with Kriyash Menaris? So the Alstrosa says, a very famous Vartim, Sofer says very similar. There are two Drachim and Avaytas Hashem. One is, right, that a person's a chuyk, you think deeply in seichel, and you come to that kara, that near muchruf, to say there's a bashefer, there's an abishter. Because otherwise, things don't make sense. Another way is not to use seichel, to use kabbalah's avos, which is the inyan of elikenu, elikei avi seim, zekei liva veyu, elikei avi, very minimal. As I've said countless times, I'm going to shoot them. What is the difference? Moshe Rabbeinu, and the pasuk Vayoyel Moshe Hashem Zayish. We all know Chazal tell us that Yisrael made Moshe swear, right? The first son should be L'Avodah Zarah, right? The second son, do what you want. So the first son was Gershon, right? The second son, Ger Yizi Beres Dabriya, right? He was L'Avodah Zarah, and the second son, Eliezer, came Avi Be'ezri Be'etivim. You know, you don't have to be a genius. It's like the Zisharim said, sharp letter. Anyone who takes this Chazal Kipshuto, he's like, come on. Biflat, Yisrael himself. What do you know about Yisrael? What does it say about him? The Gepainik, the whole family was the Chayim, right? Because he was Koyfer Bavay Dezor. Hello? Yeah? How could he want his own grandchild? So the Ostrofter says, this is the Derech of Chakir. Seichel, and the derech of Eved Pshutim. What is the proper way for Yid? We say every day in Davin, Ein Kelikeinu, Ein Kadinenu. Then we say, Mi Kelikeinu. Normally, first you ask a question, you have a Shaila, you have a Jew. When it comes to Emuna, it's dangerous to have Sveikis and whatever. It's like, oh, like a Molech Mach or something. You can't have Sveikis. Because for the moment you have the Sufik, they say when the Rambam wrote the Merivuchim, he first wrote the answers, and then he formulated the Shaila. But you can't even for a minute. And that is the difference between Gershon, Ger, Yidhi, Berdari, and a world of Zora. There's Buddhism, and there's Sigmund Freud, and there's Alice Frantiora. And then I'll come to take a course in comparative religion, and then I'll come to think Yiddishkeit is right. Even if you're able to overcome it, your kids will. That's what Sofer famously says. Right? Therefore, the Asher says also by the Ben Gershon from Shevet Levi, same root word. So it says in Pasuk, the Abish said the Ben Gershon, they should carry the Mitzvah Tachash, which was covering the Mishnah. Why the Tachash? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Tachash had this, whatever, I don't know how you translate Tachash in English, whatever this animal was, right? And it had a Keren Echad B'Mitzchui. And from that you know that it's Torah. What's Karen Echo? Because the person has two tromes. You have a Karen of Nasa and a Karen of Dishmi. You have a Karen of Emunah Pshuta, and you have a Karen of Seichel. When a person has a Karen Achas, you only have Emunah Pshuta, then you know your Torah without any Sofer. And therefore, many say that. Sofer says this, the Alter says this. The Bnei Gershon, the guys who were involved in the Rabbi Doctor business, right? First thing they got to do is to carry the Tachash, to know that's the avoid the base avoidso with Kabbalah from their forefathers. And this etzem is the inyan of two kriyashmas you say every day. Kriyashma of Mayriv and Kriyashma of Shacharis. Mayriv, do you see anything in dark? Shacharis is light. Right? Arvis is Vemuna Kozois, having a moon you don't see. Shacharis is Yatsum, everything is in front of you. You see it. How does Torah Shel Peh start? Me'emes Ekerin Eshma Wishma. And this is Masim, the role of Torah Shel Peh. Torah Shebiksav, how does it end? B'chol ha'oizuz v'amir asher also Moshe. Torah Shebiksav, you open up the Chumash, you see, it's the opposite of Torah. You see in front of your eyes. Torah Shebiksav, that already you need a moon. It's about Peh. You don't always really see it, right? But the end of the day, the whole chayas of Torah, if you're not Torah Shebiksav, you don't understand Torah Shebiksav either. Which is really Aluf, Mem Tav, is Gimashri Tariyak, without. Remember at the beginning of Sefer Shmos when he crossed the Yarden, that to write the Torah in Shivim Loshen, Visad the top of Sid. So the author to wipe a Sid. Hello? What do you know about Sid? Chazal say elsewhere? Come on. When you Metzayim Kforos, when you went to the cemetery to know where dead people are buried, you Metzayim it B'Sid. Why? Because Sid is a sign of death. The expression is the guy came chiver kekisid, white like limestone. Right? In other words, I'm giving the goyim also there's a Torah is being translated in each language, right? Obrus basid, because Torah without Torah Shebiksav, without Torah Shebiksav, you can't have Torah Shebiksav in Shiva Losh. You can't make it Zerajovo if you're writing Latin or some other Phoenician or whatever language they have. Right? And that's why the Gemara says a famous the Gemara says very famous. The Gemara says in Brachas that Amalei Rav leRav Chanina leChazinu leRebbe the Mekabel Ma. I never saw Rebbe Mekabel Ma when is the Shema. Said Bishash Mavri Yom the Valenov. That is his Kabbalah. Was he Rebbe who that knows he didn't say Shema? He says Shema is Kabbalah's old Malchus Shemayim. When is it an old? You don't know, you don't see, you don't understand, nothing makes sense in the Kabbalah. But if you see the Niftuch HaShemayim, the Erev Aris of the Kim, it's not all. So when was Rebbe in the Kabbalah all Malchus HaShemayim? When was there the Kabbalah's all? He said the answer is when he's Mavri Yod of Al-Engel. When he is with Samson, the Seichel, to the Kabbalah, the famous part of Hashem, that after all my hasogis and whatever, and the tainug that I have for my hasogis, Hashem Tov knew what's going on in Eilat, right? Or at the end of the day, ich bin a nar ugloit. A bechina from Pesi Yam in the Chodover, as Hashem Tov once told one of the Salmidim, even called Pesi, hello? Aber shomer pesoyim Hashem. The Eibishter watches over someone who makes himself a bechina of Pesi. By the way, you know who else it says Pesi Yam the Holdover? Pesi? Yisri. What do you know about Yisri? Yisri had 75 doctorates from every university in Al-Shvartyor, right? He was Ovad Kol Avei Dezorah Shem Oil. He understood Beruchdias, the theology of what each Mazel and each Getchka, each whatever. And you know what? Vayishma Yisri. He came to the famous word from the Tupanim. He came to the Bechina of Shmia. If Chazal Darshan late Taka, that Zavolik. When Pesi Yarim, that is Yisri. What does Yarim mean? The word Yarim, Yud Ayin, what do you remember? No? Yarim, for the Lord, could mean two words. The word Haromo, he's cunning. Arom, Ormo, hello? Or it comes from the root word Orum, naked. Hispashtus, taking off. The Yismach Moshe, Parash Bereshit says, the Emes of Chochum, with Yarim, those went to be able to take away all the Chochmas and all the Levushim and all the doctorates and all the whatever, and to be a Pesi Yam Chodom. Pesi Yarim. You know what else had this mandrega? Hello? Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to this Sneh, and the Eibishter appears to him at the Sneh, like the Gilui Elikus. And what's Moshe's response to the Gilui Elikus at the Sneh? Moshe Rabbeinu covers his face. Why did he cover his face? Says the Ostrus. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has is a tzaddik yisodil. And the Kedush Levi, the Levi Yitzchak Radichev, famously says, a tzaddik could not be mashpia to others, a madrega was edachter tzukum to them. He's edachter for them. How did he go out of Mitzrayim? And I'll say, discuss the Amunah. And the Gemara said, that's right. Does Moshe need Amunah? He sees. He's there. He's there. What kind of Amunah does Moshe Rabbeinu have? Hello? Right, so therefore, B'davka says the Oscar that Moshe Rabbeinu covered his face in order that he should be the Goyal. Otherwise, if he's seeing, he can't be mashpia emuna kapon emuna pshuta to klal yisrael. Deep word. You know, you also have this idea of putting aside your asagas, whatever. We're like shleishi b'yom kodesh b'chag. Hello. In most Jewish families, I think it's traditional on Passover at the Seder, you have what's called a food called matzah. Remember that? Yeah. Why do you eat matzah? Hello? I think you say it in the Maxwell House edition of the Targoda. Matzuzusha on Oikon of the Wall. I'll show him. So here's the people taking about it. Laugh at the mirror. So the obvious chatzkash, the restraint of everybody else is, if that's true, that's the reason matzah. So why did the Abisha tell us in Mitzrayim, you eat the carbon, al matzah of Rebbe? What kind of shall his big sacred dog say last minutes when they're still in Mitzrayim? Hello? You with me? So the simple answer is, the Abishter makes it that, you know what a person should do? You can't keep mitzvahs because of reasons. And it says, I said 100 times, right? A person does mitzvahs because this is the Rotsan Abayim. It's higher than Seichel. Even higher than Seichel Ruchni Seichel Abayim. So what did the Abishter do, right? In getting rid of the Zuam of Mitzrayim, you're going to do the mitzvah. At the moment, does it make sense? No. Hello? Not at all. Later, you'll be Gigosh Mitzrayim, Luchos Mamea, you'll have a reason, Shkoyach. But I'm giving you to do the mitzvah first before the reason applies. Hello? Can I ask you a simple question? I'll have a paradum. What is the reason for paradum? On one hand, Rashi says, 2 seconds later, Rashi brings. What? Remember Darshan. What is the reason for Aduma? Tell me, hey, but you're not going to say it's been on. And then make up your mind. There is a reason. But if the reason is Tavya Aim, Chito Ego, hello? So when did the Apish to give you first Bar Aduma? Sham, Sam, Loi, Choy. He was given it more. Hello? What kind of Chito Ego in Morrowland? Is the Charaya? That is Rabbi Eliezer. How old was the Parah Bas? I want to ask you a question. Could a Parah Bashtayim give birth to a baby? So you can't say that the reason is Gishitas Rabbi Eliezer, because it doesn't make any sense. Is it why was it given in? Tomorrow. So it must be the reason is Chukah Chakak, as the Mishra said. By the way, who was the one that Agil? How? What happened by the Agil? You wanted to use Seichel for them, so whatever happened before you learned, you wanted to use your own mind. By the way, this Fasemna said, I said 1,000 times, Chet the Agil only came after Vayovei Amalek, in between Kriyas Yamsuf and Maimon Har Sinai, and that brought this Zuam on Kal Yisrael, again, the Uskler Demen, Rabbi Doctor, and that comes all the source. Therefore, who is the one who makes the Paraduma? What's the apostle say? And therefore, Paraduma is Taka the Kapara. It's Taka the Kapara for the Egel, because the Chukka Chakati, you can't be the Rotan Hashem. If the apostle is in the Sato, he's in the Lord of Akoyim, Bahuti, Oito. Hello, next words. El, Michut, Lamachan. El, Michut, Lamachan is Gimachia. He could guess.
Paraduma.
No. 1,118, you lost my daughter.
Okay.
Right? And therefore the pasuk says, Rebbe Lenz says, how old does it have to be? Bash Nosai. How many days are there in the 365 days of a solar year? 365. How much is Nosai? 2 times 365? Huh? 730, very good. What is 730 in Judaism? Rosh Hashanah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, the King, Hashem, the Lord, Baruch Shem, the Lord, 7:30. The Parah is the symbol of Shema Yisrael, Emunah Pshuta, etc., etc., and that brings the Kapar. Hello? You with me? And that is the whole Indian of Purim, which is Bittul, Moshe Rabbeinu, L'yoda Ishas Pshutim. He himself doesn't know, doesn't care where he's holding. He's doing the rest, right? By the way, on Purim, you may remember there's a minig, Allah called Mishloach Manas Mishraev, yeah? Which is sort of in the discuss of Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was the one fighting our battle in Shemayim. Yeah, hello? Well, I'm not going to involve the whole school itself, but Mishloach Manas is going to get Moshe Rabbeinu. Manas, Rabbi Shterbach, why need you to wake alive? Manas Ishraev is Gematria, by the way. 1,180, which might be, again, the whole idea of Purim is your mevatel, your das, to muna pshuta. I have no time to elaborate. But the whole idea is that sometimes in life, things don't seem to make sense. And you see people suffering, and you whatever. There's a famous vort. The whole idea of paradum is to be mamtik dinim. The word the Svarma they should bring from the Baal Priskunas Oilam, a very deep word. In the Pasuk you say, Kfoir ko efer yifazer. Hello? Say it every day in your morning services, yes? Hello? Divine worship, yeah? Yeah. What is this Kfoir? What? Three words, three consecutive words. Kfoir ko efer yifazer. If I had the time, I would not bring the great letter. I once told you this in the past, no one remembers. These are three consecutive words which have the word par in it. Okay. Peresh. Yeah. What is Peresh? No? I can't hear. Par-dinim. Which stem, there's 280 forms of dinim, which stem from Mansapach letters, which came out to your par. Hello. The end of the word, you can't go further, that's a din of din, right? Kifur is par plus chavov, 26, which is gematria, havai. Ko'efer is par plus chavalev, which is gematria, eker. Yifazer, which is par plus yudzayin. What is yudzayin? Aleph kei, vav kei, which is the gushpanka, the chosim, the gushburuch, which might have created a covenant, whatever, theorem does. I'm not getting involved in the Kabbalah, it doesn't really affect me. But the point is that whatever happens in this world, even if you see the Pardinim, Rahman al-Islam, we pray for Hashem Chazdecha, but even if there's par, you know that kfur, there's a Shem Avaya there, and ultimately it's for Rach. Right? It's from the Abish. Nothing happens to Derech HaTem. Everything happens to the Abish. Not only that, but it's Ko'efer, Chav Alev, Eket. Ultimately, you will see how it's good, and Ek is the shame of Tshuva, and that will be Oyer to Tshuva. Yifazer, 17. What else is 17 begin Matria?
Toiv.
Not only it will be good, Koma Dabra Halakava, but Gam Zula Toiva at the moment, even when you don't understand. Right? Why is this Merumiz in these words, Baruch Heavenly Father? There's a famous verse from the Re'emes. After the war, that was Hanoisin, I said this many times, Hanoisin Shella Katsomer Kfer Ko'efi Yifazer. The Abrisha gives cold. What degree temperature cold? Hanoisin Shella? Katsomer. In accordance to the amount of sweaters, garments, coats that you have. Kfer, the frost, is Ko'efi in accordance to the fire you could have to make the Efer to create a bit of work. The Abrisha. It doesn't come with he gives us the kuyach to ultimately realize everything comes from the Abishter and everything ultimately will be good, and not only that, but ultimately everything is good now. And that's how your mamtik dinim and therefore Shema Yisrael is that tokas adinim and the Abishter health and taka. We should all go through like we're from Parshas Porah, from Purim, Porah, become the Chodesh, which is Yischachus, which is Mashiach, which is Melech, Moloch, Yimloch. Hello. No, and we should see the Chodesh of Lachem, Rashi, Moshe, Ben David, and Ben Yechoshua, and Azvachum, and Abzachum.
Amen.